And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gents. This is Boy Casanova from Orlando, Florida, on this awesome and internationally podcast, Good Wine and Great Laughs, Season 8, Episode 20. And today is the season finale, ladies and gents. And the topic of the day is the killing of a young black Air Force man by Florida cop. You know shortly the type of wine I am drinking. So ladies and gents, let's get this party started. Let's go! And ladies and gents, once again, this is Boy Casanova from Orlando, Florida, on this awesome internationally podcast, Good Wine and Great Laughs, Season 8, Episode 20. And once again, today is the season finale, ladies and gents. And today's topic is the killing of a young black Air Force man by a Florida cop. And today is Saturday, May 18th, 2024. And the weather here in Orlando will be partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs of 93 and lows of 75, ladies and gentlemen. The hurricane season is right around the corner. For those that do not live in Florida, every year, the hurricane season starts on June and goes all the way through November. You already start getting our preview to what's coming. For this past week, we have some very, very thunderstorms here, a lot of rain. And so I know for sure that this hurricane season is going to be quite challenging. That's what I'm going to say, ladies and gents. But before I start talking about today, the topic of the day, I have to talk about the wine of the day here at Casa Casanova, ladies and gents. Since it's the season finale, I decided to go finish with this decent, very good white wine. It's a wine called Gemma di Luna. It's a Pinot Grigio from Italy. According to the label in the back, it states that this Gemma di Luna presents a charmingly seductive wine. Wine was crafted from carefully harvested Italian Pinot Grigio grapes, perfect for everyday enjoyment. You will love how the refreshing citrus flavor and tropical fruit aromas indulge your sense. Alcohol percentage of this wine, ladies and gentlemen, is 12.5. And the label, I advise you to serve this wine chilled. And as a disclosure and disclaimer here, say this wine contains sulfites. So let's see what this wine is all about. Alright, ladies and gents, a very, very light, crispy color. I definitely like the nose. Smells delicious. And ladies and gents, I have to agree with the information listed on the back label, ladies and gentlemen. This wine is very good. At the end, the palate is definitely find some citrus taste. just like almost like a little bit of lemon taste in the end of my palate. That's what I'm feeling, but not this true sour taste of lemon, but just a little hint of lemon juice in this wine. That's what I'm tasting. But a very, very good Pinot Grigio, ladies and gents. I will give a 9.5 for this one right here. And definitely this wine make a spot on my wine collection, ladies and gents. All right, ladies and gents, let's jump right on today's topic. I did not want to finish this season on a bad note, but at the same token, I cannot finish the season without acknowledging the tragedy that happened here in Florida of this young man. Hold on for a second, let me look at my notes. Yes, his name was Roger Fortson. Roger Fortson. He was a young man, I believe, age of 23, that was serving in the Air Force, ended up getting killed by a Florida cop while was stealing, mind his business, at home. So, what you're going to listen from now on is going to be a great report from Democracy Right Now that break down all the details, all the information about this case. And once you finish, I give my 2 cents about what I think about this terrible, terrible loss of life. Let me stop the background music right here real quick. And let's jump right on the article. Jump right on it. Here we go.
A warning to our listeners and viewers, this next story includes video and descriptions of police killing a man in his apartment. In Florida, the family members of a 23-year-old Air Force member killed by a sheriff's deputy May 3rd are demanding justice. Newly released body camera footage shows Roger Fortson answering the door of his own apartment and immediately being fatally shot by an Okaloosa County officer.
Sheriff's office, open the door. Step out. Drop the gun! Drop the gun!
It's over there.
Drop the gun!
I don't have it.
312, shots fired. Suspect down.
Do not move!
312, get EMS my location.
Roger Fortson's relatives say the deputy arrived at the wrong apartment, which authorities have refuted. This is Roger Fortson's mother, Chantemeki Fortson.
So to this sheriff department that took my gift, that had so many accolades inside of him, to err is human and to forgive is divine. I need you guys to tell the truth about my son.
For more, we're joined by Ben Crump, civil rights attorney representing Fortson's family. Ben, welcome back to Democracy Now! So if you can really take us through what happened here, when the airman was on Zoom with his girlfriend sitting in his apartment?
Yes, Amy, it is tragic on so many levels. U.S. Airman Roger Fortson was an American hero. He was a patriot. He was a young man who was doing all the right things. He was trying to provide for his mother, his 10-year-old sister, Harmony, his 16-year-old brother, Andre. He was highly intelligent. He was special ops. He was the best that we had to offer America. And on this day, there was a call about a domestic disturbance. Well, we know it was the wrong apartment for many reasons, but the main one being Roger was in his apartment by himself doing FaceTime video with his girlfriend, and he was the only person. He had his little dog in the apartment, and so the officer came, knocked on the door. Roger and them didn't know who it was. she never heard who it was, but Roger opened the door with his licensed, registered gun, because the Second Amendment applies to black people too. And he kept the gun in a down position, opened the door. The officer tells him to step back. He starts to step back, and then immediately he is executed by 6 shots from the sheriff's deputy without giving any verbal command to drop the weapon, put your hands up, or anything. It's not to that young man is lying down, down dying, where he says, drop the weapon, drop the weapon. And Roger's even trying to comply after he's been shot. He says, I don't have it. It's over there. And then the FaceTime video of his girlfriend is just horrible, Amy, because you hear him saying, I can't breathe, and you hear the police officer steady barking orders, talking about, don't move, don't move. And we lose this young man, which was one of the brightest lights for his family and our community.
You know, Ben Crump, this reminds me of, and many people, of the killing of the 26-year-old accountant, Botham Jean, who was eating ice cream. I think he was watching TV when a police officer came in 2018, Amber Geiger. She thought she was entering her own apartment in the apartment complex, but she was just confused and entered his apartment and killed him because she said she thought he was an intruder in her apartment.
Yeah, it reminds me of Botham Jean. It reminds me of Breonna Taylor. Reminds me of Atiana Jefferson. Any number of black people who were, young black people who were just in their apartments minding their business when the police killed them unjustifiably. And this is tragic because that video is so horrific. I mean, he doesn't give him any chance. He immediately starts to shoot and kill him. And so it's raising many issues. And the military needs to make sure his reputation is without stain. As his mother said, the first report went out, Amy, saying, well, he was killed in self-defense. There was a domestic dispute and so forth. And there's nothing to suggest that. So the Okaloosa Sheriff's Department needs to not try to assassinate his character now that they have assassinated his person. And we have to honor him as a patriot and a hero and have accountability for this police officer and this apartment complex. At the beginning of the video, they asked the leasing representative, where's the disturbance coming from? She says, I'm not sure. They asked her again. She's still not sure. But then the third time, she says, it's an apartment 1401, which is his apartment. And they go, and we see what happened, and we would not let them sweep this under the rug.
So what are the authorities saying? Can you explain why they went into his apartment?
Well, they're saying because they were told it was a domestic dispute, but he was the only one there, him and his dog. He was on FaceTime with his girlfriend, so they need to go ahead and admit that it was the wrong apartment and quit trying to justify this unjustifiable killing. I mean, it's just horrible. His funeral is going to be Friday in Atlanta, Georgia, and hopefully by then they won't continue to have this incorrect narrative that they went to the right apartment, because as long as they do that, that is dishonoring his legacy and his commitment to being a person who respected the rules, respected authority, did the right things, and was one of our brightest spots, a true American patriot. And he should be honored and remembered as such.
Finally, Ben Crump, the U.S. Special Operations Affairs, I mean, he was a U.S. airman, released a press release saying our focus is on the senior airman Fortson's family, providing necessary resources. We respect the legal process and the family's right to secure representation. Can you talk about the significance of the U.S. military acknowledging and monitoring this killing?
Well, I think it's very important, as this young African-American airman who was a senior airman, he is part of the military family. And so we would expect that they would stand up and make sure he's given the same dignity and respect that you would afford a military personnel who has done everything appropriate to serve his country. The fact that, you know, we haven't heard from the NRA. I mean, we're in Florida. Florida encourages citizens to have guns and have their right to the Second Amendment. Well, it should be foreseeable for police officers, if you're coming to somebody's house in a state like Florida, where many citizens have guns, well, how are you supposed to interact with them when they're exercising their basic constitutional rights? And that's why you have many people in our community saying, hold on, where's the NRA? This is a Second Amendment issue. He was a registered gun owner. He was militarily trained. He was responsible. He respected authority. This is the type of person you would want to have own a gun, but you haven't heard anything from them. So hopefully the military will continue to shine the light on this to make others stand up and decry this tragic killing of this innocent young American patriot.
And finally, Ben Crump, on a totally different issue, last Malcolm X Day, on the assassination, the anniversary of the assassination of Malcolm X, you announced the family's lawsuit. And I'm wondering if the mayor of New York City, one of the things you've requested is that the release of key evidence in the assassination. Has Mayor Adams, a former police officer, responded?
Not in a formal manner, but we expect to have updates for you very soon.
Yes, ladies and gents, as you heard, this great report from Democracy Now! There's a couple of things that I agree 100% with Mr. Ben Crump, that my main thing is this. Where is the integrity of the chief of police? Because if the police, ladies and gents, main job is to protect and serve the community, right? You see they say on this right to mainly the police department's car to protect and serve. Now, if a mistake has been made, I would say that the main thing I have to give the facts, give the information, because you can see I'm not to police. I'm never been involved in the police department. I have been in the military. So what I'm going to say is, you saw the facts. All right? So, the right thing to do, somebody that has authority and has integrity, the right thing to do is recognize that the police officer was wrong. That's it. That was an unjustifiable killing of an innocent man, a young man serving in the United States Air Force. That's it. So, and that's for you that support the military. You state many times you support the military. Now, I want to see your stand on that. Because this young man was killed by a cop, mind his own business in his apartment. Now, Some people say, oh, he got a gun. We have one of the most stupid governors in the history of this country, DeSantis, that passed a law that everybody now can have a gun. So, literally, that young man has his gun registered correctly. He's a Biden citizen that's exercising his Second Amendment right. So, like Ben Crump say, Mr. Ben Crump say, where's the NRA now? Oh, because he's black, nobody wants to say anything about it? Because it's always like that. When it's about white people, white people can have guns left and right. 15 guns carrying on the boots, on the teeth, under the arms, in all the pockets. When a black person, a minority person, now exercise the same right, now it's a problem, right? Oh, hold on, partner, you cannot have that. That's one thing to say. Second of all, it's clearly that even though he has a gun in his hand, his gun was pointed down and his hand was not on the trigger. So there's no reason whatsoever for the cops to have, as soon as they opened the door, I saw the gun start shooting that young man. So, for many people to say, oh, the police are training, so he failed his training. So, my question also, because I want to know how many years this police officer has in the police department. Because the only thing that even though I'm not can go in his favor as far as defense is concerned, he's a rookie, right? Because he just got the academy. Even though he went to training, he was no yada yada yada. But if he has years of service, I don't want to hear no excuse about that. Because you went to training many, many times. Like my job, once a year, I have to go to the special. It's a whole day of training about everything about my job. Every year is the same thing. You go through the same procedures to make sure we know how to do our job correctly. And I'm my job for 9 years. So I should be an expert on my line of work. Because I've been doing the same thing over and over for almost 9 years. The same way it goes to the cop. So his training should be the highest, his level of alert should be one of the highest. So for me, there's no excuse whatsoever. And I'm going to give the chief of police, the benefit of doubt, because I saw one clip that once he launched, now he presented the video, he said he wanted transparency to the community. So, I'm going to give this man a benefit of doubt. But also, if they come with the shenanigans and the bullshit, I'm going to question his integrity. Because right is right, wrong is wrong. There's nothing to go around that, ladies and gentlemen. And I agree with Mr. Ben Crump that the military should also be involved, because you basically killed one airman that was serving this country. So in my personal opinion, after the investigation, this police officer definitely should be fired and definitely should spend many years in jail. My point is, my stand on killing everybody, if you kill somebody, you should spend your life in jail. I'm not in favor of the death penalty, but that person, whoever, police officer, anybody that kill another person, my personal opinion, that person should spend their life in jail without any possibility of parole. Because 5-10 years later, or maybe 20 years or 30 years if you're still alive, you're going to get out and now go buy your business. Meanwhile, the victim has been dead for 10, 20, 30 years already. That's it. Once you're dead, that's a wrap. That's memories and pictures of you, some videos, and memories. That's it. So, I hope that this police officer get the business. So, once I got up to date, season 9, ladies and gents, is going to be in August. On the first Saturday of August, I'm going to come back with season 9. And if I do have any update on this case, I'll definitely bring to you guys so you can listen to it and I can give my 2 cents about it. So, but meanwhile, ladies and gents, as far as this podcast is concerned, I'm taking a break until the first week of first Saturday of August. But my YouTube channel is going to be running because for the second year in a row, I'm going to do the 2024 summer movie reviews. The all movies that's going to be in the movie theaters or in all the main platforms such as Netflix, Prime, or Hulu. There's a brand new movie that's coming out this summer, or maybe a new series that's coming up this summer. I'll definitely, give you my 2 cents about it. So check it out, my YouTube channel for the 2024 summer movie reviews, ladies and gents. And ladies and gents, on that note, I'd like to thank you for listening to this awesome and international podcast. Please keep sharing with all your family friends. Good one and great last podcast has come all the way from the bottom, aiming to move straight to the top. Please feel free to visit my YouTube channel, leave your comments, subscribe, click on the like button on every video that you watch, because those click and subscription is going to help my YouTube channel to grow faster. I appreciate your support. Once again, this is your boy Casanova. Please be safe, be kind, and be blessed. And I see you back in August. Enjoy your summer month. Later. Coming from the bottom, moving straight to the top. Coming with the pull up for the number one spot. Pushing my butt like a push out on the block. Holding my girl, sucker rappers get loose. Coming from the bottom, moving straight to the top. Coming with the pull up for the number one spot. Pushing my butt like a push out on the block. Holding my girl, sucker.